This is BBC Radio 4. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Tuesday, the 29th of October. There are warnings of gales in Faroes and southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low Iceland 995, expected North Norway 975 by 1800 Tuesday. New high 1028, expected Shannon by the same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, southeast 3 or 4, veering west or southwest 4 to 6, occasional drizzle, good, occasionally poor. North at Sierra, south at Sierra, variable 2 to 4, becoming westerly or northwest 4 to 6, rain or drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. Forties, Cromarty, 4th, south or southeast 2 or 3, veering west or northwest 3 to 5, occasional rain, fog patches except in Cromarty. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor except in Cromarty. Tyne, Dogger, west or southwest, veering northwest later 2 to 4. Occasional rain, fog patches until later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor until later. Fisher, variable 2 to 4, becoming west or northwest 4 to 6 later. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good. German Bight, Humber, west or southwest veering northwest later 3 to 5, occasional rain or drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Thames, Dover, White, Portland, southwest 3 to 5 veering northwest 2 or 3, then north or northeast later, occasional rain or drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Plymouth, northwesterly but southwesterly at first and south, veering northeasterly later 2 to 4. Occasional drizzle at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Biscay, variable 2 to 4, becoming east or northeast 4 to 6. Occasional rain or drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. Trafalgar, northeasterly becoming cyclonic 4 to 6. Thundery showers in south, good, occasionally moderate or poor in south. Fitzroy, northerly or northeasterly but variable 3 or less at first in northeast, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Mainly fair, good. Sol, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, west or northwest, veering northeast later 2 to 4, occasional drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, Rockall, variable but west at first in Rockall 2 to 4, occasional drizzle, fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. Mallon, west 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later, occasional drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasional drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Faroes and southeast Iceland, westerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8, occasional rain, moderate or good. Now we have the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, west by south 3, heavy drizzle, 2 miles, 1019, rising slowly. Stornoway, southwest by south 3, 35 miles, 1016, steady. Lerwick, south-southeast 3, more than 38 miles, 1,018, falling slowly. Wake Automatic, south by east 3, recent drizzle, 14 miles, 1,017, falling slowly. Aberdeen, south by east 1, 8 miles, 1,018, rising slowly. Lookers, north-northeast 1, slight drizzle, 1,800 metres, 1,018, rising slowly. Boomer, calm, 6 miles, 1,018, rising slowly. Bridlington, west by south 2, 1,018, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by west 6, 1 mile, 1,023. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, west-southwest 4, 1,022, rising slowly. Jersey, southwest by south 4, 16 miles, 1,025, rising slowly. Silly Automatic. Northwest by West 1, Recent Drizzle. 16 miles, 1,024, rising slowly. Milford Haven, Northwest 2, Recent Drizzle. 19 miles, 1,022, rising slowly. Aberporth, West 3, 24 miles, 1,022, rising slowly. Valley, West by North 2, Drizzle, 16 miles, 1,021, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, West-Southwest 2, 14 miles, 1,020, rising slowly. Valencia, North-Northwest 2, 5 miles, 1,024, rising slowly. Ronaldsway, West-Northwest 2, slight rain, 15 miles, 1,020, rising slowly. Malinhead, West-Southwest 4, 5 miles, 1,020, rising slowly. Machrihanish Automatic, West-Northwest 3, heavy drizzle, 9 miles, 1,020, rising slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Monday the 28th of October. The general situation: Atlantic fronts moving eastwards across the United Kingdom will bring spells of rain or drizzle to many coastal areas during the next 24 hours, especially in the west and the northwest. The mild westerly air mass will also bring fog patches at times. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southerly or southeasterly, veering westerly or northwesterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 and north. Occasional rain or drizzle, good, occasionally moderate or poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable 3 or less, becoming west or southwest 3 to 5 for a time. Occasional rain or drizzle at first. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West or southwest, becoming variable for a time, 2 to 4. Occasional drizzle at first. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. West or southwest 3 or 4, veering northwest 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain or drizzle at first. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, veering northwesterly 2 to 4 later. Occasional drizzle at first. Good, occasionally moderate at first. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Westerly or southwesterly, veering northwesterly, then northerly later, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first. Occasional rain at first. Good, occasionally moderate or poor at first. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. West or southwest 3 to 5, veering north or northwest 2 to 4, then northeast later. Rain or drizzle at first. Good, occasionally moderate or poor at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West or southwest 4 or 5, veering north or northwest 2 to 4, then northeast later. Rain or drizzle at first. Good, occasionally moderate or poor at first. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West or northwest, veering north or northeast later, 2 to 4. Occasional rain or drizzle at first. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. West or northwest, becoming variable later, 2 to 4. Rain or drizzle at first, becoming fair. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. West or northwest, 2 to 4. Rain or drizzle until later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor until later. Isle of Man, west or northwest 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, west or northwest 2 to 4, rain or drizzle at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, westerly or northwesterly 2 to 4, backing southwesterly 3 or 4 later, rain or drizzle at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. West or northwest 2 to 4. rain or drizzle at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, west or southwest 3 to 5, occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. And finally, Shetland Isles, south 3 to 5, veering west or southwest 4 to 6, occasional rain or drizzle, fair later, good, occasionally moderate or poor until later. That completes the shipping bulletin. And with that, we've reached the end of our schedule for the day. In just a moment, we will be joining the BBC World Service to keep us going through the night until Radio 4 returns to the airwaves at 20 past 5 in the morning, when Vigi Alice will be here to open up the station for a new day. Or if you switch over to Radio 4 Extra now, you can catch a crime thriller, if that's your cup of tea. The first of a 5-part DL and Pasco series is about to start. Thanks for being with us tonight here on Radio 4. This is Ron Brown at Broadcasting House in London. Do have a restful night. Good night.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. Hello, I'm Rahul Tandon, and this is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in a country that just had its elections, Japan, and one that is about to have them, the USA. We'll hear from voters in Tokyo.
I think the outcome was the result of people across Japan wanting to change the current situation here.
Even if he continues, I still hope that the corruption issue will be settled.
What will those results mean for the world's fourth largest economy? And we'll take you to the state that could decide the US elections, Pennsylvania, and look at its once famous steel industry.
We need to make things in this country, and we better grab it while there's still connective tissue to that older knowledge base that once was the envy of the world.
First, though, the latest BBC News.
Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. Israel's parliament has banned the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, UNRWA, from operating in the country. Israeli MPs have accused UNRWA staff of involvement in the attacks of October the 7th and diverting aid in Gaza. The move would see contact between Israeli officials and UNRWA employees banned, which limits the agency's ability to operate. The UN organisation employs thousands of workers, providing aid, healthcare and education to millions of Palestinians. Ricardo Pires, the spokesman for the UN Children's Agency UNICEF, described UNRWA as a vital part of the humanitarian efforts in Gaza.
UNICEF and the Palestinian people in Gaza, I would say, especially children, need UNRWA to remain the indispensable and irreplaceable arm of the humanitarian response it has proven to be over the last 13 months. They've been crucial in delivering life-saving aid to the Palestinian population, who are heavily dependent on its services. So is UNICEF. We cannot operate fully and successfully across the Gaza Strip without UNRWA support.
The U.S. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller said Washington had made it clear to Israel that it was deeply concerned by the UNRWA decision. He added that the U.S. was urging Israel to pause the implementation of the legislation. The British Foreign Secretary called the move totally wrong, while the German government said it risked vital humanitarian aid for millions of people. Lebanon's health ministry says 60 people have been killed in Israeli attacks on the Bekaa Valley. With more details, here's Julianne Duplain.
The strikes hit 12 areas in the Baalbek region, officials said, with 2 children among the dead. Unverified video posted on social media showed damage to buildings and forests ablaze as rescuers searched for the injured. The local governor called the attacks the most violent in the area since Israel escalated the conflict against Hezbollah.